Hey guys, my name is Riley Macell and this is my first ever podcast. A topic I want to talk about today is video games because I personally think that this is an interesting topic and I feel like people have way different views on video games than I do. I personally think that video games are pointless and a waste of time. I think people could be doing way more productive things than staring at a TV all day long, because when kids start to play video games, I think they get too caught up and they get too interested in the game and they lose track of time, so they tend to play video games all day long. There's some debate about how video games improve vision and that they allow people to make faster decisions. This might be true, but there's plenty of other productive activities that can help kids or anybody that plays video games improve these things. There was another debate I saw online that said video games can produce better surgeons. Like, seriously? Anyways, I'm curious to see what others have to say about video games and what other people's views are, so we're gonna ask some people a couple questions. The first person we'll be interviewing today is Shelly Macell. Shelly, do you have any kids that play video games?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
He's 21.
And do you still have to buy video games for him?
No, I don't buy video games for him anymore. I used to buy video games for him when he was younger for his birthday and Christmas.
And how much were these video games?
Anywhere from $60 to $80 a piece.
Do you think that video games are beneficial?
No, I do not.
Why?
Because video games don't provide anything educational. It's sitting in front of the TV for all hours of the day, forgetting to eat, forgetting to go to the bathroom, forgetting to shower, because they're focused on a video game for hours at a time.
Do you believe that there are benefits to video games?
I would feel that there are benefits to video games if there was an educational piece to some of the video games, like history or English.
What negative impacts do you think video games have on individuals that play?
Well, I think that individuals who play video games for too long and too many years, they lack social skills and they don't have a comfortable ability to socialize with individuals because they're so stuck on their focus of a video game.
What do you believe are the physical pros and cons of people that play video games?
Well, I think people that play video games, they lack exercise, which could also cause obesity in teens and children who play, and adults who play video games. Some of the positive effects of video games could be it could improve your coordination. It might help with memory. It could improve your attention span and concentration. And it might help you to multitask.
Do you believe that video games provoke violence in gamers?
I'm not sure if it actually provokes violence, but I think over the years, the violent games have desensitized people to violence. So people live their daily life and just assume and don't get shocked when they see something violent or hear something violent.
The next person I'll be interviewing today is Hunter Macell. He is a video game player himself. Hunter, how many hours do you play video games every day?
I think we're playing a few
hours?
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
And what is your favorite video game? Do you play multiple video games?
Yeah, I play.
What kind of video games do you play?
Multiple.
Multiple? Do you play sports games?
Yeah. God. Sports and all that. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Now I have Nicholas Henke answering some questions for me. Nicholas, do you play video games?
I do play video games.
Why do you play video games?
I play video games because they allow me to do things that may not necessarily be so realistic. They also become very popular, so it allows me to connect with my friends when we are not with each other.
Do you believe that you are addicted to video games?
I do not think I'm addicted to video games because I can go days without playing them if I need to. But once I start playing these video games, I do admit that they can become somewhat addicting and I lose track of time.
How many hours do you play video games if you do play?
I play video games almost every night, about 2 to 3 hours.
What video games do you think you spend most time playing?
Definitely Fortnite.
Why?
It becomes very addicting, and everyone plays it, and I'm basically Ninja Junior.
What is Ninja Junior?
I'm Ninja Junior, but that is related to Ninja, the professional gamer that is one of the best Fortnite players in the world.
Do you believe that the video games you play are beneficial to you?
For me, I would say that they are not very beneficial because I do not play to benefit from them. I mostly play video games for enjoyment and excitement and being able to connect with my friends. Although, I do believe they can be beneficial, such as games for younger children that help them comprehend things better, like numbers or letters. This allows children to learn just as well, but with a different strategy.
Do you believe that playing video games affects your brain?
I don't really know if it affects your brain or not, because I do not have the proper facts to back that up. But I do know they are associated with violent outbursts very often, and that's why video games are perceived as very bad.
Do you think that you could be doing more productive things rather than playing video games?
I think there are some things I can do that may be more productive, but I spend my day being very productive, and I have bought myself my own PlayStation, so I think I have the right to play video games at night.
Here with me, I have Natalie Walters. Natalie, do you play video games?
I have played video games before, but the only video game I've played is Minecraft, and I play on creative because I'm not looking at competitive gaming. I'd rather just do it on my own time.
Do you think that video games are beneficial?
I think the only benefit to video games is a person might want to be something or act a certain way, but society doesn't let them. So if they play video games, they can be what they want to be without being judged by society. They can do it on, you know, their own time and do whatever they want, and no one else has to know about it.
Do you think that video games have positive or negative impacts on society?
I think that video games have both. Some negative effects would be they're withdrawn from society, people who play video games. So if they're playing video games very often, they aren't interacting with society and doing things that they need to do, like working and stuff like that. But like a positive to video games on society is that maybe someone who, this is really out there, so bear with me, who like is a violent person and they play violent video games, and rather than being violent in society, they're violent in the video games, so it doesn't hurt society. So I think that's a benefit to video games.
Now we have Mrs. Sheeks going to answer a few questions for me. Mrs. Sheeks, do you have children that play video games?
I have 4 children, and they all play video games, and they're very old children, so they are still playing video games as young adults.
And do they all buy these video games themselves?
Yes.
Have you ever bought video games for them?
No. They worked for allowances, and they bought theirs because I wouldn't allow it, and so they got things without me knowing, tried to anyway. But yes, they got their own.
Do you think that these positively impacted your kids when they play video games?
The hand-eye coordination or reflexes, some of it is good as long as the games were good, but when they got really violent games, I did not allow violent games. So,
how often did you allow them to play when they were younger?
Only after they had their homework done and everything else and before bed. One video game they played that was really awesome was Oregon Trails, and they learned a lot of history off of that. And because they would play it and laugh and talk out loud, I actually learned things too. So that was a good one.
After interviewing a wide variety of people today, we've come to the conclusion that most of them did not think that video games were beneficial. Even a video game player himself said this. We have found that most of the people had the same thoughts when it came to the cons of video games. Like, people said that they take up a lot of time and that video game players could be benefiting themselves in some other way than playing video games. There were many pros of video games that people mentioned that I've never thought about before. Shelley brought up that it can improve or help memory and eye coordination. Nicholas pointed out that it could help with interacting with friends. And Natalie said that kids can see through video games and be who they want to be without being judged by society. Hearing other people's views on video games has given me a new outlook on them and made me realize that there are a lot more benefits to video games than I actually thought. So thank you to everyone who allowed me to ask them questions today, and thank you to everyone who took the time to listen to my first podcast. Until next time, I'm Riley Mazzell.